Hello?
Hello, my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm speaking to the right person in that case, sir. Thank you. We'll go ahead and continue. And to start with, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? In Maryland, Arizona,
Maryland,
California?
Yeah.
Maryland, indeed, right? Thank you, sir. And also, just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, in which year were you born, please?
1953.
Thank you so very much, sir. We can definitely go ahead and proceed. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote?
50-50, I would say.
You would say 50-50, okay. Now, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? In your own words.
Somebody who really has the well-being of the country and its people
okay.
as a primary thing, not the political agenda, not the narcissistic desire to appear on television, mm-hmm. or to be elected, you know, second time as a term.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much, sir, for your opinion, which is extremely important. Someone who really has, the well-being of the country and its people, not the political agenda, not the narcissistic desire of appearing on TV, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, sir, thank you. Your opinion is extremely important. We really appreciate that. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or, like many people, did you skip that one?
I skipped, you know, because both of them are senile.
You skipped it, right?
And it's just...
I understand.
A country of 370 million people and all they can come up is those two people.
And that's, again, your opinion, which is what we care about,
yes.
Sir. Thank you for part of the study is actually collecting your opinion, which is extremely important. In thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I have to look at it carefully later on.
I see,
now I'm not determined. I am non-registered,
I thought you said you were registered, though, to vote,
in
Maryland?
I am registered to vote, but I am non-affiliated.
Oh, no, but exactly. No, we're not worried about, like, if you are affiliated or not. As a matter of fact, it's in your opinion mostly if the election were held today, you know, in a theoretical scenario, and if you have to decide right now, would you lean toward voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden, if you had to lean for one of them?
Well, it's going to be probably either Biden or Kennedy. But
okay, your last decision?
Biden will be alive then.
Hypothetically speaking, would you lean more to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Democrat Joe Biden?
Oh, I don't have enough information yet.
Not enough information yet, right? Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
Oh, 50.
Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
0.
0. Okay, thank you. And now, and thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Probably Democratic, because there's nobody else.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the the Republican Larry Hogan?
Larry Hogan, yeah.
Larry Hogan, thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
They both are idiots. I mean, they made mistakes.
Okay.
And continued making them.
Okay.
So none of them actually...
Neither of them?
...solved the problem. Neither of them.
You don't trust neither of them, but would you say that you trust a little bit, like somewhat more, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party or neither?
Probably Joe Biden.
Probably somewhat more Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, right? Thank you for your opinion.
1% at this point.
Okay. Now, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Oh, somewhat.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Yeah, I agree with that. Again, somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree again. Thank you. Yeah, you can use the adverb whenever, just to intensify how much do you agree with the statement. Thank you. Now, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Well, again, somewhat agree. You should understand somewhat that whoever agree. Wrote those questions fails to see that immigrants are like in Germany and some other mm-hmm. countries, you know, the important economic factor, because even though they might be illegal, but they still pay sales taxes, they pay for wherever they live.
Your opinion is extremely important, sir. Thank you for the feedback. And the study pretty much goes a little bit deeper into that, again, a little bit later within the survey. So thank you for your opinion. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children, spouses, who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you very much. Moving forward, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. Same options for response are available. The first statement says President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Yes, yeah, strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Oh, strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
I strongly agree. Similarly to what you were sharing to me before, right, sir? Thank you. Your opinion is important. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Yes, strongly agree.
Strongly agree, right? Thank you very much, sir. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. A program that grants works permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. More likely or less likely? In this case,
well,
it's
more likely, yes.
Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Strongly agree.
Oh, you would say much more likely then?
Much more likely, yes.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Well, all the questions that have a condition that they have been working here for 10 years and do not have passed the background check, I would say it's
much more likely.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, they are similar, but there is a little difference between the questions. The next one, for example, says a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. We say as well, much more likely, you said?
Much more likely, yes.
We're only missing three in this set of questions. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yes.
Much more likely? Okay.
Much more likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yes, more likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Yep, much more likely.
I appreciate your opinion, sir. Moving on with the 72% almost done. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. How concerned are you about that? Very concerned?
Very.
Okay. And now Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Yep.
Very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
That's kind of a moot point because you have a divided Senate. And
you find it not at all concerned then, or a little concerned, maybe?
I am quite concerned, yes.
A little concerned. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
I'm very concerned.
And Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Well, I'm not concerned here. Really.
Not at all concerned about that. Okay. Thank you. Moving forward, the 77% almost complete. I am going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raid to deport or undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Whereas on the other hand, Joe Biden says, we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which approach comes closer to your own view, Biden's or Trump?
Joe Biden's, yeah.
Joe Biden's approach somewhat closer or much closer?
Yeah, much closer.
Much closer, right. Thank you so much. Now, after hearing some information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
It's again a tie between Kennedy and Biden.
Are you undecided about that? And would you lean? If the election were held today and for the survey purposes, and if you had to decide right now, would you lean toward voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy or Democrat Joe Biden?
Probably Biden.
Probably Democrat Joe Biden. Huh? Thank you, sir. Now, as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Yes or no?
If I know somebody, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And what is your relationship to them? Are they your friend, acquaintance, family member, or co-worker?
More like acquaintances.
Acquaintances.
I met.
Mainly. Thank you. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Facebook, YouTube, OAN or Newsmax, WhatsApp, MSNBC and CNN, or other major news network channels or websites, Univision, Instagram, Spanish language radio programs, Fox News channel or website, or TikTok? Which one do you use?
Well, actually, I make a statement in the search engine and come up with a... Yeah, but it would be like NBC basically is the only news I watch in addition to search.
Search online.
You know, research in international, whether BBC or CNN or...
Or MSNBC, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
That would be Central Europe, Poland.
Poland, Central Europe, okay. Do you have any kind of Hispanic or Latino heritage or no?
No, I have lots of Poland. Spanish friends.
Okay, I got it, thank you. And were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
Another country, yeah. Poland.
You were born in Poland, right? Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate that. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English or Spanish and English? Spanish and English equally? More English than Spanish?
Mostly it's Polish and English. Depends who I'm talking with. My daughters are English speakers, you know?
Yes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Totally non-affiliated.
Independent, would you say then?
Independent is actually a party. I'm not a party member.
Other than, right. Okay, thank you, sir. So do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
My daughter asked me what.
Like, if you think...
Are you a Republican or a Democrat? Because sometimes... You sound like a Republican, sometimes you sound like a Democrat. I say, none of the above.
Okay.
Me, you know. I make my own decisions. Close to, you know, Republican ideas started, and not the politics of current Republican clowns in the Congress.
It makes total sense, and again, your opinion being recorded is very important for us. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I am a conservative liberal.
Conservative liberal, more towards conservative, right? Thank you.
And depends what, you know. If there is an issue, I go with it, you know.
I understand.
Yeah.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What do you mean? You want the year or date or...
No, the last year in when it comes to like first to 11th grade, high school.
No, graduate. I have a PhD, American earned.
Oh, you have a PhD, a doctorate, graduate school or advanced degree. Okay.
Yes.
And what is your religion, if any?
I started off a Roman Catholic, but then I abandoned everything because none of this makes sense.
Do you consider anything else, like atheist, agnostic?
Somewhere in between. You know, there's something out there, but
what would you call yourself?
What? So everybody is pushing their own agenda.
Non-religious? Would you say non-religious? As
others?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Non-religious.
I don't have any religion.
I understand. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
It's Janos.
Janos. E-T-H-E-A-N-O-S.
No, it's J-A-N-U-S-Z.
One more time, please.
J-A-N-U-S-Z.
Oh, Janus. Okay,
Janos, yeah, actually.
Thank you. And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
Yes, yes.
All right, excellent. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a great evening.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, sir. You're welcome. Bye now.